We're just taking a slightly different way. It seemed like it was slightly more shaded this way, but only slightly. The other way had no more trees. All right, so there is no legally definable definition of what it means to be Black. It's a culturally defined thing. So, those of us that are considered African American in this country are done so as typically being recognized as the descendants of the Africans that were brought here during the slave trade, okay? We don't, most of us, well, not most of us, a lot of us have yet to track specifically what part of Africa we came from. Most of the trade came from West Africa, but there are a lot of countries in West Africa. We were looking at Africa, remember doing our IXL lesson? And just in one area, there are lots of clusters of countries, and so you can't just say you're from Africa. That's bigger than this entire country. So, you know, it's, so the ones that came here, or were brought here, we were given the identification, so to speak, of being Black to distinguish us from white people. Just told. We weren't allowed to say we were Nigerian or from Ivory Coast or whatever. We weren't allowed to say that. We were supposed to denounce every single aspect of our ancestry, of where we came from, our language, we weren't allowed to speak in our native languages, we weren't allowed to do our native dances, eat our native foods, even though a lot of it we had to bring here because Africans were forced to cook for the whites and we were given limited resources and had to use the knowledge we already had of cooking with limited resources to make food that they would eat. So we weren't supposed to, but it was the way we survived. The same way we use song and dance to escape slavery. We turned those things into coded messages. So we did manage to hold on to just enough of our history to keep us alive, but not enough to give us a true identity. So there were also whites who were working as what's called indentured servants, meaning they had similar jobs to slaves, picking cotton, taking care of the house, picking sugar and cane and things like that, but they were actually paid. They weren't paid a whole lot, but they were paid. And then they were given a time limit on how long their work was. So they were said, you know, you work for me for 5 years for these wages, and after that I'll give you a plot of land and some extra money. The Africans had no time limit. They were forced to work for no wages or torture or death or having your children, your family ripped apart. And they worked for generations and generations. Once someone owned you, they owned you. They never had to let you go. And you might work the same plantation that your mother and your grandmother all worked because that family has owned your family for generations. So, but about 400 years. So, yeah. So
that's like over 10 generations.
Yeah. Yes, very much. But so within that, in order to separate those Irish or Spanish or whatever other indentured servants from the actual slaves, and then even later when some Blacks were allowed to be here but and allowed to be free, but still they wanted to separate the classes. They wanted to make sure there was always a way to know that no matter where you came from, being white meant that you were on a higher level, or being from Europe meant that you were of a higher level. So they distinguished the whites from the Blacks. They gave us this name, since we weren't Nigerians. We weren't from, you know, we weren't from Kenya. We weren't from a place. We were from a general overall country that all of us had lost our identity to because we weren't allowed to have it. So we just became Black. So there's no way to make being Black illegal, because now in this country, We've also been mixed and mixed, and our DNA has crossed so many different lines now. There's Native American blood and European and African and so many different. We're what's called the melting pot. Everybody here is mixed together to make much a pollinator garden. This garden is made just for bees. Nice. This is a garden. All these flowers are good for bees, and bees can come along and eat as much as they want and help and go off and make other flowers and other plants. It's a bee garden. Nice, huh? So you can't make something illegal when it doesn't truly exist. We identify culturally as being black. We've taken on that culture because our actual... Oh, and apparently a butterfly garden.
That looks like a puppet, the way it kind of stops.
See all the bees and butterflies?
It kind of looks like a puppet.
Uh-huh. Those are popular around here, the orange and black. Those are monarch butterflies. They're very popular in this area. Nice, right? I know, we'll leave you to your meal. So, considering, like, over the generations, a lot of the slave owners, they, you know, had babies with the slaves, and then they, a lot of them mixed with Native Americans, and then the Mexicans have come here, and the Puerto Ricans, and, you know, Arabs, and it's people from all over the world have come here and mixed up this country into one big melting pot of people, so it would be really hard to make illegal something that doesn't truly exist, only culturally exists. It exists as an identity, but not as a race. Which is hard to explain, but did that give you a general idea? Okay.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.